Justin, I believe this is all you today.
Yes, it is. All right. So this is, if this works, about 2 weeks post the events of the end of the campaign. Does that work? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Sorry, you said 2 weeks?
2-3 weeks post the end of the campaign, and Steven and the rats have invited you all to William's house because they want help planning going to Australia, and they figured you guys were smart and might be able to help them. One thing led to another, and a planning session turned into an all-night banger, and it is now the morning. Hangovers are aplenty, and I don't know who wakes up first.
God, this really sounds like my kind of planning session. All right.
Where's my 20? It's definitely not Jackie. It's definitely not
Jackie. Probably
going
to be Jocelyn.
Oh, I rolled a 20. Nat 20.
So what, we rolling a 20? A 20-sided dice? Is that what's happening?
I assume that I'm playing Adam then.
We're doing 20? I haven't rolled a 20 in forever.
I just had one nearby.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 2.
I got 11.
I don't know if we're going high or low.
Let's go low.
Yeah, it's infinite ultra.
Come on.
We go low.
I rolled a nat 20 for the worst hangover ever.
So you wake up when some kind of red sunlight's filtering through. You're on a couch and there's like 4 rats on top of you. There is a just haze of cigarette smoke in the air.
Ugh.
And you can hear little rats snoring and coughing and stuff kind of from all around. It smells like cheese.
I mean, I'm okay with it smelling like cheese. But not smoke and cheese.
Justin, you have a way of triggering the ex-smoker in me to just like, Jones really hard.
Sorry. It's a gift.
And where are we physically at?
You're in William's living room.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There are cigarettes put out all over the place, beer cans, liquor bottle. It just, there, somewhere on the table is the actual, like, map of Prima, but it clearly, like, that went by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who's it that woke up first? Jocelyn?
Oh. Yes.
No, I rolled
or
six.
No, Junkyard Jackie.
Yeah. It
Junkyard. Like okay, cool.
I rolled a 2.
I just want to know who was doing what, because I rolled high, so I'm still very much asleep.
Yeah. Okay, so I wake up and I'm like, and I swipe the rats off me.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
They just kind of roll off and like groggily look up and then go right back to sleep. And, okay. William walks in the room, and goes, I'm so hungover, it hurts when I talk. And as he says that, you literally see like a black eye form on his eye and he goes, ah, fuck.
What the fuck just happened? And I'm like, oh, I'm talking too loud. And I lay back down.
As you finish saying that, take 5 points of damage as it feels like someone literally punches you in the gut.
Holy shit!
Oh, Lord.
One of those sessions.
Randy, if you look around the room, you can literally see everyone but Wayne.
Okay. I get up again. wince a little bit from the light and the pain and the loudness, whatever. And I look at William and I'm like, where's Wayne?
He over there, he wrote, it's on that note.
Oh God, not another fucking note.
That didn't
All
hurt
right.
that time when I talked. And as he finishes saying that, you see him double up like he just got punched again and he goes, ow!
Okay. I go over to the note and I read it. It better not say vacation on it.
Do you open it up?
Yep.
Gas station.
Oh my God.
This is the best.
That seems appropriate.
A little rat picks up an ashtray that it was sleeping under and kind of puts it aside and says, oh, yeah, he went to go get some smokes for all of us blokes.
Yes.
Am I hit again or something? Am I
good?
Did
you just say okay?
Yeah.
I think you're fine quite right now, but see what happens. Okay. Who else wants to wake up?
I wake up next.
All right. You are awake. You see the scene of chaos that has been aforementioned.
And I'm like, Jocelyn, be careful when you get up. I don't know what's going on. Wayne's not here.
It feels like someone slaps you across the face. Take five more points of damage.
Who, me?
Yes. Literally as you finish talking.
I'll just say, oh, okay.
This is going to be an interesting game if we can't fucking talk, Justin.
And then I'll kind of like look around and come over to see the note that she talked to. Like, did you show me the note?
No, I got smacked. I just said, be careful, you might get hit. And then I got hit.
Okay, so I'll just kind of look at her and be like, okay, you're being weird. And then...
Did you say that out loud?
No. Mm-hmm, I don't think I would say that to her out loud.
A likely scenario.
I mean, I don't think she would either. You know what? Fine. Fucking whatever.
I don't think she would either.
She'll just be like... She'll just like watch Jackie for a second and then go, you're being weird.
All right, you feel like someone flicks you in the nose. Take 2 points of damage.
I'm like,
And William, who looks up at you with a literal black eye and like holding his gut, says, I don't know if this is just my luck, but seriously, what the fuck? And then he like braces. Nothing happens.
Okay.
Do you look at the note?
Yes, I'll look at the note.
Gas station.
I'll turn to William and ask, like, where's the closest gas station?
Oh, it's just on the corner. You know, just down the block. His nose starts bleeding.
Did I take any damage from
asking? Yes. When you finish asking, you feel like someone just tugs at your ear real hard. Take 3 damage.
Why is she getting such smaller hits? Okay. I see his nose start bleeding, though, and I'm like, well, fuck. And I grab some paper towels because we're in the kitchen, and I hand them to him. I don't know.
Oh, I immediately go over and fix him up. And then I'll look at Jackie. Can I, like, try to piece these two things together? Like, it's how many words we say.
That's what I was thinking.
Giving us the damage.
You can try, sure.
I think it's something else. But
mind
I'm also
trick,
asleep.
Maybe. Yeah, who wants to wake up now?
I was going to start shoving people away.
Crystal definitely wakes up before me.
Adam just stays asleep the whole time.
Yeah. You guys just never woke him up.
Aaron's just here for side comments.
Yeah, I was like, is he hungover? Like, why is he asleep anyway?
Yeah, I'm the commentary, you know, the director's commentary track. Yeah, yeah, let's go.
He had a really big sugar crash. That's why he's...
Oh, okay. Oh God, yeah. He was awake
for
3 days.
That's his hangover.
No, wait. He did get drunk at Williams that one time, though. So, because he of
did,
the adult
yeah.
grape juice
yeah.
in the fridge. So.
Crystal, as you come to, there is a rat that you're just staring at. It's in the corner in front of you, and it is whizzing against the wall. And it turns to you, and it says, oh, don't mind me. I just have to pee.
What is happening?
Did they only talk in rhymes?
I mean, do we recognize? I mean, we partied all night with these rats.
Yeah, the only rat you really recognize by immediate look is probably Steven, because he has, like, cyborg leg. The rest of the rats are just, like, a bunch of rats to y'all.
Ugh, okay. I'll wake up
and
tell
me they don't have, like, tattoos?
You know what? This rat's wearing a muscle shirt.
Yes!
Cute.
I will kind of hold out my hands and say, like, who needs some healing?
I could use 10.
I'll wake up.
As you finish saying that, after a moment, feels like someone kicks you in the back of one of your legs and take 4 damage.
Can I use my post-cognition or precognition or whatever to try to see ahead and try to grab and see if there's somebody's there, like, actually kicking me?
Sure.
Good use of the power that we never really got into.
Yeah. It's mind. Oh, shit. 9, 10, 11. Wait. I succeeded by 3.
As you kind of precog, you don't see anyone, but you do see William about to... How does this work exactly? You see into the future a bit?
Yeah, like I could see that I'm gonna get hit in the back of the knee. So like the way that I envision it is like I see that happening, so I'm gonna continue that action, but then try to like grab at whatever could be potentially behind me, kicking me in the knee, I guess.
Literally, you see nothing, and yeah, it's the moment in your precog when you finish speaking what you were saying, and then after a bit of a pause is when it happens.
But I can't, like, swing my arm around afterwards, like,
you,
in anticipation?
You can. You, sure, yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, that's what
still,
I would
like,
do.
It's still, like, the pain still happens.
Well, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But nothing is there.
Okay, I'm tired of sleeping. I'm going to wake up now.
All right. You are under, like, a pile of just, like, candy wrappers, and
yes,
there's, like, Cheeto bags, and your
yes,
fingers are just covered in orange Cheeto dust, and the Williams Xbox game controller is just orange from you, like, abusing it like a kid all night.
What have I done?
He just starts licking it. He's like, I don't care.
My hands
he
are
had a
so
really
delicious
big carb load.
After you finish saying that, it feels like someone bit you on the inside of your cheek and
ow,
take 4 damage.
I only have 296 more hit points.
It's going to be a long episode. Wow. 2 points at a time.
I'll start cleaning up, I guess.
I'm like, okay, so does no one think it's weird that we keep getting hit whenever we say something?
Oh, this is wicked fucking weird.
Slap! Take 4 damage.
I do. And this, and also, I put up a force field around myself. Thank you very much.
And I will say, well, yeah, and leave it at that.
So why is it whenever Wayne leaves, weird shit happens? I don't understand this.
It's like we need him. Or
slap! Even though I have my force field up?
Yes.
Even though I have a force field up?
Yes.
He got bit on the inside of the mouth. Think it's coming from inside.
I'm going to draw up a whiteboard.
Do
and
I take
a
another
whiteboard pen marker.
Do I take another 4 damage?
Yes. William literally stands up and says, I'm going to bed because I wish that I was dead. And nothing
not
happens
funny,
and he walks off.
Justin.
You want me to rhyme, motherfucker?
No.
What now? What's happening?
It's rhyming. It's rhyming.
Yeah.
Fudge.
Oh.
Does rhyming rhyme with rhyming?
Yes, and we'll say yes.
Or were you saying that out of character? I need to know if you're talking out of character or in character.
That's why you do a voice like this.
I do draw a whiteboard. I want to create a whiteboard and a whiteboard marker.
Okay. Roll soul? Yeah, what? No, you're like the challenger you just defeated. You don't need to roll for something that easy.
You're a literal goddess.
That's yeah. Well,
thanks. I just rolled a 6, so that's nice.
I would think William would have a whiteboard marker on his fridge for like lists.
He did. You definitely see a couple rats in a corner going.
Oh, no!
I love these guys.
So I'll write in big words at the top, don't speak, underline it, and then just, like, show it to everybody.
Okay.
And then point at it to Jackie, because she obviously doesn't understand.
If you say okay, and then nothing else... after a moment, it feels like someone gooses you right in the thigh. Take 5 damage.
Okay. That was my real voice. I don't know if you can tell that or not.
Are we being attacked by ghosts? I said that.
Did you
yeah,
say that out loud?
Yeah.
It's a ghost host! It's a ghost host!
Okay, you don't get hurt, but however, Crystal, you do. You feel a slap across your face. 4 damage.
This is very bad. It makes me very sad.
Nothing happens.
Where's Wayne? We need to stop feeling some pain.
Nothing happens. One of the rats will hold up a note, though.
Yeah! What's up?
Did you read it?
Yes!
Gas station!
I'm gonna say gas station. Gas station. Does gas station rhyme with itself? I don't know. I guess I'll find out in a second, huh?
Slap!
Oh.
I don't know, just take like 2 damage or something.
Okay.
I'm going to write down on my whiteboard saying, I'm not good at rhyming.
you're the third stooge who has to write it down and draw the pictures. Okay, can I go and check the door to William's house?
Sure.
I open the door. Dramatically.
That's there is good. A not happy looking sky outside, and it is definitely redder than it should normally be. And about a block or two away is just this red pillar of energy, like, shooting up into the sky. About where the gas station is.
Hey, I found the gas station! Bation.
You feel like a gentle, like, flick of your ear. Like, yeah, no damage.
I look out the door like, and I'm like, what the fuck? Something's amok.
You're fine.
So I'll point at the energy beam.
I got it. It's rhyming,
say,
guys.
Yeah. I'll point at the energy beam and say, hopefully the trip to the gas station isn't like Wayne's last vacation.
Nice.
Nice. Because that was terrible.
Nothing happens.
Adam definitely goes to give you a high five. 100%.
High five. Has anybody seen biscuits? I want to give him some Triscuits.
I hate this episode.
Biscuits literally pops his head in the back window, and he looks like he's already had a bunch of Triscuits because there's like just Triscuit like crumbs all over his face.
Oh yeah, these bitches taste so good. Oh my god.
Thank you. I can't do that voice. Mr. Biscuits gets slapped.
God damn! What the fuck? That was my balls.
Slapped again. 10 damage altogether.
Crystal, what the fuck's going on?
It's so hard to come up with rhymes.
Biscuits, you have to rhyme, or else you'll get hit in time.
You're fine.
Thank you.
Crystal, did you say anything else?
No, I was trying to tell him that we need to talk in rhymes, and I couldn't think of anything, so Jackie...
Okay, it feels like someone takes 2 fingers and, like, shoves them up your nose and, like, pulls.
Well, no, that's why I said that, so she didn't have to. I told Biscuit, so she didn't have to say anything.
No, it's fine.
But Crystal started talking. She didn't finish it with a rhyme.
She started saying some stuff.
This is gonna be a hard episode.
So I'm gonna kind of like look at everybody for a second, be like, "Let's go, bros!
Start the show! Let's go start the show! Can I run for you?" And then
start walking.
Yeah, you don't feel anything. I think you guys can rhyme off each other. We'll allow it.
Yay!
Okay, God, thank you.
Probably should have allowed that earlier for continuity, but retcon!
Yeah!
Look, continuity is it's a silly word that no one can rhyme with, so let's just avoid it.
Alright, I want to go to this gas station. Mr. Biscuits, you want to come with me and do the dishes with me? Me and me rhyme, right?
Oh. No.
As you guys are gathering, you see one of the little rats on the counter turn to his buddy and say, "Man, could you pass me that orange?" And the other rats around him, their eyes just get this big, and they're like, you see the rat just frantically trying to like come up with another phrase, and then like the poor little thing just falls over dead, and another rat runs over and grabs that little rat and goes, "Cornelius, no!" It's really dramatic and sad.
Cornelius! Why wouldn't I go save Cornelius?
You can go try to save Cornelius if you want to roll whatever you roll to heal.
A single tier.
I don't roll to
heal.
I just heal.
Oh, well.
That's how this works.
Yeah. You heal him as his life. You basically put his life force back in him.
I mean, I guess if you want me to roll some crazy thing, I can.
Nah.
Since technically he died, I guess, but.
Nah, it's a rat. We're good. All right, what are you guys doing?
I want to go to the gas station.
So. Yes, agreed. I'll write down gas station ?
Gas station.
2 thumbs up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
right.
You guys make your way down the road. As you approach, it's like a smell of like sulfur starts kind of building.
Always a healthy smell, yeah.
Yes, always a healthy smell. And it sounds almost like screaming on the wind. It's not a pleasant noise. And as you get closer, it's apparent the gas station is not there anymore. There is just this huge beam of energy. And as you are walking up, a really fancy looking like 1960s Cobra like car is flying through the air, spins. A dude in a suit jumps out, a parachute flops, and he comes and he like literally lands right beside you. And the parachute detaches, and he goes, "Ah, yes, heroes, right on time."
Adam attacks him.
Okay, roll initiative.
Adam, no.
Jackie bends over and vomits because she still feels like shit, and she didn't have a chance to make any junkyard juice.
I got a 20. I think Adam just trips.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll trip Adam.
Goes to like swing at it, and it just like he's still like all fucked up and covered in Cheeto dust, and his sword just like flies out of his hand and he just falls on the ground.
Whoa there, child. Calm down. I'm here to help. As he's talking without rhyming, by the way, nothing seems to be happening to this guy.
Quick, we need his blood. He's immune to the tune.
Oh no, it's nothing like that. And he pulls out a little thing and it opens up and there's a little card, about yay big, with little glowing white with little blue words that seem to be moving on it. He goes, "I've got poetic license."
Oh, God damn it, Justin.
I'm sorry, where's my manners? My name's Sesh.
Justin, this episode is a crime.
You have no idea. We are only beginning.
You say your name is Sesh like a...
Yes, Sesh.
Sesh like a Szechuan sauce. Toss.
Take a slap.
I got it in there at the end. No, don't make me bend. No.
This is going to be the first time that Adam dies because he won.
It's okay. Rhyme. Only got 280 more hit points. Don't worry about it.
But as you're trying to go up with the rhyme, he says, "Sesh, guest Sesh."
God, I hate this.
Justin, you tried really hard on this one, didn't you?
You put so much work.
I fucking love it. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for making a name that's going to be hard to rhyme with. Okay.
I'm scared to talk.
Hello there, Sesh. Do you have any instructions that are fresh?
Yes, actually, I do. This is an old thing. When Primate came... I can't do this fucking voice. When Primate came...
You made it.
It's just Sean Connery.
Primate came back together. I can't fucking
Nicolas
keep...
Cage.
Just, it's fine.
Whatever.
It's
fine. When Primate came back together, he says in his Sean Connery accent, old things were reawakened, and one of those is Rima, the oldest demon of Prima.
Fuck.
I need to kill this fucker and his...
How did I not see that coming?
Feel like a gentle...
Just
tap.
A gentle tap.
Says, I've got friends who can help get you there. You'll have to go to Swell.
Swell.
Is Swell in hell?
Swell. Yes, the land of fire and sarcasm.
The land of fire and sarcasm. Okay, that seems like the place for us.
But if you want to get there, you'll need poetic license like I've got. My friends can help you. We need to go see the Illuminati.
I'm gonna rob you. Give it to me.
Slap!
I'm just gonna put my hand over Adam's mouth for a second. Okay.
Randy, you look so stressed out.
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, Adam's gonna take a back seat for a minute.
But yes, he's told you that you can get poetic license through his friends with the Illuminati.
Cool, so we just gotta hunt down the Illuminati, which is historically an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Alright, I've got your address right here. He pulls out a little... Oops, threw down my microphone. He pulls out a little notebook, flips through it, and he goes, yes, the old dirty district. You need to go to the strip club, the one that closed down by that burrito place.
God.
I can take you there. It's what I do.
And you're flying Cobra?
No, it won't be necessary. I have powers. And he goes to, like, grab his little watch, and he pushes something, and a fucking little tiny missile flies out of his watch and, like, blows up a tree, and he goes, whoops, wrong button. Still getting used to this. And he clicks it again, and the next thing you know, everything seems to shift, and you guys are getting out of a car, and Steven's saying, good luck, guys. I hope time flies. And then he kind of flinches, and then he drives off. And you guys are in front of an old, abandoned, looks like a strip club.
Is Sesh still with us?
He is. He is. He's smoking a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And he says, I haven't been to this place since the 1910s.
Oh, god damn it.
What's wrong with you?
I made mummy strippers, okay. And I find
this. I was like, this is your fault, Aaron, for some reason. I don't know.
I guess there's a reason that we're friends.
I'll start walking towards the building again.
Yeah, me too. Cool.
Yeah, definitely right. Going straight for that building.
It's definitely old and decrepit. You can see like a flickering neon sign in the window. The door's all boarded up. You'll probably have to break in.
Does it say open or closed?
Neither. Hmm? It says Budweiser. I guess. I don't know. It's like a bar sign.
I was like, the Illuminati.
I've seen this one in a commercial. See, I say Bud, you say Y, and then she says Zer, and then we get in. I'm probably just going to have to take damage on this one.
Just going to bust the door down.
How about
slap,
we just
slap.
Knock for...
God damn it.
So is that five?
We'll just do three. You guys are going to keep doing
this. I've just been doing by fives. Makes it a lot easier. Okay, so we just kicking this door down? Is that what we're doing?
Why don't we just let Sesh lead the way?
I just knock on the door first. Might as well try. All right.
It kind of echoes with like a hollow reverberation through the building. Sesh says, I haven't seen them in years. Honestly, I don't know if this will work, but I can't go in.
Did you say this isn't gonna walk? Because I don't think that works. Dude, just take the damage, it's fine.
Slap!
Yep.
I'll be out here. Let me know what you find out.
That was like the worst joke to take damage for.
I'm gonna write down, why can't you go in? And show it to, and hold my whiteboard out to him.
He leans in. He's squinting very hard. He goes, it's a misunderstanding, but we're messing with forces beyond mortal things, and there's contracts, and I broke one. Anywho, I'll be waiting right out here.
Can I go through the door? Is it locked?
Yeah, we're going to try the door.
It's definitely locked, but it's old and wooden-y and would probably...
I kick it down!
Yeah. Can we kick it down together? Like, double team? Sure. Like, double dragon style?
I've been watching a lot of Law and Order, so yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't take
Can we get a three-way door kick down? Because that'd be great.
Yes.
I just figured Jocelyn would just bounce right off of it, but...
Adam, you see Jocelyn what she's about to do and kind of help her out.
Yeah, I give her a little assistance. I grab her ankle and do the pushing for her. So she kicks it down, but I provide the force.
The door falls in and there's like a psh of like dust. You can see like a little glowing exit sign in the back, and like it looks like one of the coolers behind the bar is still has a flickering light, but other than that, it's very dark in here.
Hmm.
And it just does.
What do I see with my infrared?
Just an empty old strip club with like chairs stacked on tables and, you know, dust and stuff.
Here's a quick question. Can infrared see sadness?
No, but you definitely get that impression, I guess.
Okay. It's more of a smell then.
Yeah, it's a very dusky old building. It really hasn't been in operation since the 1910s, so.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. 1910s. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm gonna go check out this exit sign over here. With the... Where I'm a line. Damn it.
I don't know if I'm pretending anymore. I think I might just really be bad at rhyming.
I'm really bad at rhyming. I'll just go look around, I guess.
Okay. Just looks like an old bar. When you get back by the exit sign, mm-hmm. There's some, like, light switches on the wall. There's a back door.
I turn on the light switches first.
All right. As you turn on the light switches, everything kind of changes.
Yeah.
You Woo! Have Solved illuminated it, the We're naughty. Done.
You have illuminated the naughty.
I'm sorry, illuminated the what?
You have illuminated the naughty.
God damn it. You
and as you turn on the light switches and as you all are looking around, the moment the lights turn on, there is a round table in the middle of the room. And there's a bunch of old people sitting around it. They're all decked out like superheroes. Mm-hmm. And one of them, you see a nun who looks really tough. She's got scars, a 5 o'clock shadow, and is just loaded up with guns. And there's a big old skull on the middle of her habit. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Oh, goodness gracious me. We've got guests. How delightful. It has been so long. Please, please, come sit. You're probably here about the whole Arima demon thing.
Oh, yeah,
this is
great.
Would you like some tea?
Yes, tea.
Yeah, Adam is about this. He's immediately
Tea for me. I hold up a hand.
It's not made from worm urine, is it?
No, of course not. Slap, by the way. Of course not.
How many horrible drinks did I make for you people?
I would love some tea for me.
Okay, she turns and there's like literally a waitress and like a, that almost looks like a robot, but she walks over and to the back room and goes in and comes back a moment later with a tray full of tea. And she sets it down and kind of motions to seats for you guys.
Are there cucumber sandwiches and or biscuits?
She says, I've got some cucumber cups and some blistering biscuits. Maybe you'd like a pepperoni pizza or some cold coffee. I've got nom nom noodles, ergonomical eggs. And the nun goes, that will be all, little waitress. That will be all.
Cucumber cups? What?
As you say that, there's a little cup appears made out of cucumbers in front of you.
I take it and I eat it.
It's crisp and cool.
Awesome. I love it.
Okay. God damn it.
But they send the Alita waitress off.
What is happening here? Lady Nun with the gun.
Woo! Oh, yes, where are my manners? I'm Sister Fran Prattle, the Nunisher.
Oh my god.
And where are my manners? Let me introduce the others. She points and there's this just big bloke with blonde hair. And he's wearing, like, chainmail, and, I mean, he looks like a deity. And he's got cameras on him and, like, a guidebook sticking out of his pocket. And she goes, oh, this is the Eye Fatigue Sore, god of sightseeing. There's an old man who's wearing, like, a Red Devil outfit. And it's got a big BN on the chest. And his eyes are covered like he can't see. And his shirt doesn't quite cover his old man beer belly. And she says, and this is a Bear Navel, the man without cheer. And he just looks at you guys and is like, whatever.
Future Wayne is what that is.
Bear Navel.
Yeah, I was working off Daredevil.
Daredevil. Uh-huh. No, yeah, I got it.
It was, I
got
really
it.
Stretched for that one.
I got
but
it.
The man without cheer is what really, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then there's an empty seat and she starts to turn to that. And she goes, oh, yeah, oh, no, we don't. We don't mention him.
Is it Wayne? Because goddamn it, Wayne would fit in really good here.
No. And Bear Navel goes, as a diddler.
We don't talk about the diddler anymore. I hold Adam away from the diddler.
Diddler's not there. Diddler has been kicked out of the Illuminati.
Okay. Just pull him closer to me. Like, what?
Biscuits just like gets directly between Adam and the table. The whole table.
But yes, the Nunisher is happily getting you guys tea and occasionally, we'll just sit back down and start just polishing a gun. So you're here about Rima.
Yes, Rima on Prima.
Yes, Rima on Prima. I bet you need a poetic license.
Yeah!
From behind Biscuits.
This is about your friend, isn't it?
Oh, you know about Wayne? In the...
Ooh, yes.
Rain?
Rain? That's where I was going to. It's like, Wayne in the rain?
Our boss has quite taken a liking to him, and this is why Rima has done this to prevent that.
To prevent
who's
what?
Your boss? Hoss?
No. Jocelyn, slap.
Yeah. I'll just like hold my cheek and kind of go, oh no.
Oh, the dark velvety lord of the underworld, of course. His Majesty Satin. You see, there's been a war of puns and rhymes on Prima as long as Prima's been a place. And when the world was split asunder, this war was forgotten. But when it came back together, well, Satin realized there was one who was very powerful in the ways of puns and wished him for himself. But... Rima of Prima, noticing this, captured Wayne first. And so I fear, unless you can retrieve Wayne, this war will only grow worse.
So we need to get Wayne so the world does not get covered in soft goods.
Velvety. Dark.
Yes.
Dark, soft goods.
That's my worst fucking nightmare.
It's because satin sucks.
No, I hate the feel of velvet. It makes me cringe.
So why is Wayne so important to this plane?
Ooh, very good. Very good. You won't need a poetic license at all. He's the punniest that's come along in a long time. He draws ley lines to him. He, in fact, probably set a pun on top of a ley line, which may explain what happened to the gas station and that big red thing. Would have taken him straight to Swell. He didn't even know he was doing it.
Yeah, he would say a pun at a gas station. That seems appropriate for him. Okay.
Slap! would you like to get your poetic licenses now?
Yes.
Fuck yes!
Mm-hmm. Slap!
Slap! Slap!
Please, yes, that would be the best.
Okay, Mighty Eye Fatigue Sore? Can you take them? And he stands up. Yes! I shall take them across the bridge to get their poetic license. As he stands up, instead of like the crackle of lightning, it's like a bunch of like flash bulbs going off. Like,
oh, nice.
And he pulls out his guidebook, and it just keeps unfolding and unfolding and unfolding until there is a door. And he opens it. And you can see through the door. It looks like a path going up a hill. And at the top is a beautiful tree that looks made out of that exact same material as a dude's poetic license. And he goes, behold! And pulls out a camera and starts taking pictures of it.
Oh, God.
The poetry.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
We're not going to be able to release this.
I'm having so much fun.
People are going to crash their cars or just like smash their phones.
I wish the listeners could just see the like the death stare Kia is giving me right now. Everyone else is like groaning from like actual pain, and Kia is just like thinking of ways to kill me.
Yeah, she is plotting your death. It's fine. Okay, the poetry.
Was like, guys, I skipped really yummy pho for this episode.
You're so welcome.
Yep.
But yes, your poetic licenses will be in there. Good luck.
So we just walk across this bridge to...
Unassailed.
Fuck, I can't think of a word.
Slap!
I start walking.
I'm gonna go to the tree so I can get a license for me. Whee!
And...
No slap.
I jump. All right, it's the whole distance.
Seems like you're entering into a mystical realm. Like, all off in the distance, there's birds flying through the air, and you can see, like, old ancient-looking ruins and sculptures and stuff. And you can just hear words everywhere. Like, just...
That's good.
And sure enough, it sounds like all the words are, like, vortexing into the tree. And it looks like it, too, because there's literally, like, words flying through the air.
Word birds.
Word birds! Yes!
Word birds! Oh,
should have thought of that one. You heal 5 points.
Hey! Good, because I almost got down to 200 there.
Alrighty. Do you guys just approach the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%. As fast as humanly possible. And for Adam, that is very fast.
Alright, as you guys are approaching, there is a figure in a hood standing right next to it.
This is going to be good then. He's going to be our friend.
There is a lumberjack's axe next to him on one side, and a pencil next to him on the other side. And as you approach, he lifts his cowl back, and you see the familiar face of the paper cut man.
I thought he died!
I did. But if you were not aware, my powers came from paper. I was a writer in my old life, and now I am guardian of the poetry. Approach.
Okay.
I figured that's how he got his powers. Like, he was an author by day and too many paper cuts, and he realized, oh my god, I could use these paper cuts against evil.
I like it.
Nice to see you all, he says. I... hope things back on Prima are good.
Oh yeah, they're pretty swell.
Well, we're dealing with Rima on Prima.
You don't need to rhyme in this realm.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. That shit sucks.
I'm pretty sure Adam has taken some damage since we've been here, but okay.
A lot. It's fine. It's only 50 hit points. It's fine.
I mean, you know, there's a big beam of energy that's lit up the place like the 4th of July that we don't understand, but...
And we want Wayne back.
We want Wayne back.
Yes, I understand he's in swell.
Which is probably not very swell, right? It's not really, named after a good thing, I'm assuming.
No, it is a land of fire and sarcasm.
Yep, sounds about right. How do we get this license, man? Like, do I have to chop the tree down, or do I have to, like, sign it, or, like, do you just give it to me?
Chop the tree down?
I don't know!
I cannot tell you.
Oh, cool. Love that.
You must take it yourself. Know only that it is a ancient thing of words.
Is that really all the help you're gonna give us?
Yes.
God, I really am glad that you
love it when DMs just throw you into a situation and make you just figure it out.
Man, I gave you heroic death, and here you are being an absolute asshole.
No, Justin, I understand that you may be angry with Aaron, but we did nothing to deserve it.
All right, Jackie's going to go up and try to get a license or whatever she has to do.
All right, you approach the tree, and it kind of glows, and it's glowing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I try to get a poetic license.
How?
I don't know, dude.
I pick up that pen and sign the tree. I sign the tree.
Alright, you sign the tree, and as you finish signing, the pencil just kind of disappears, and there is a little license that briefly says your name on it, and then turns into that kind of license that Guest Sesh had.
Fuck yeah, I don't have to rhyme ever again!
Cool, I take the pencil and I do the same thing.
The pencil disappeared.
Oh, it's gone. Fuck.
Oh, I create a pencil and I write my name down.
Did you make a? Did you use a pencil to create a pencil? Because that would be great.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. I don't want to lose my pencil.
Did you draw a pencil?
That makes sense. Yeah,
and I learned a hard lesson in Proteus, so I can draw pencils now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to lose my pencil. It's a good pencil.
It's smart.
It's the best. Yeah, I get that.
All right, as you go to do that, the pencil burst into flames, and the paper cut man says, "I'm sorry, but the poetry only respects original ideas."
Oh, brutal.
Damn. No disrespect to the tree. I don't want to hurt the tree, but I'm going to sign my name in bullets.
Okay.
All right.
It doesn't seem to hurt it, but one of the leaves falls from a branch, and as it lands on your hand, it is a poetic license.
Yes!
I think Biscus just fully charges it with his unicorn horn and just, like, stabs it. That is his signature.
Sure.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
A high five, Mr. Biscus.
How's that
Thank
for
God.
Originality? What up?
We just fly around.
Yeah.
Paper cut man looks at Junkyard Jackie and Jocelyn and says, "It does not just take signatures," and he points to the axe and says, "Perhaps you would like to axe it a question."
No, I'm just going to use my energy blaster and I'm just going to carve my fucking name in the tree.
All right, you will have a poetic license.
Thank you.
Just absolutely sidestepping everything about that fucking statement.
You say ask it some questions.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he specifically said. He said, "Ask it a question."
Do it.
Well,
I feel like I'm at the precipice of Jackie being at the doors.
Mm.
And Bread World.
Mm-hmm. This is your door, Jocelyn.
Can I reach out and heal the tree?
The tree does not look like it needs healing or has been hurt at all by
but
any of this.
They carved
as they carve it, their names like it drifted into all the words just swirling around this tree and like joined the poetry.
At least I didn't hurt it. I just wrote my name.
Yeah, he said it didn't hurt it.
I didn't know, but I didn't shoot holes into it.
No, you said, "No offense, and I don't want to cause any damage, but..." I don't fucking know. I can't write on the tree, because it's not an original idea, but two other people just wrote on the tree.
Yes, but the way they wrote was quite unique.
Spit on it! Spit on
Use
it!
Use the axe again.
Axe it a question! Use the axe!
Can I just create a beautiful, flashy sign that says Jocelyn and stick it on the tree?
I guess. If you don't want to ask it a question, that's fine.
No.
Okay. You hear the paper cut man just kind of sigh. He goes, "Maybe in another 1,000 years.
Jocelyn is not
someone
a talkative
will come
man.
Along who can ask it a question. Oh, well.
Are you wanting me to axe the tree down? Or do you want me to ask it a question?"
You get your poetic license as you put your magical signature upon it.
Oh, yeah, now we're all good.
Thank you. Please, rescue Wayne. He was always my favorite.
Was he?
Okay.
Thanks, guy. All right. Cool.
I turn around and I fucking leave.
I don't remember writing that
I
in your
grumble about being the god of the people and trying to remind myself
dead,
that
I
need to be nice to people.
I kick his axe over.
Okay, let's go to this fucking whatever place. Like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Thanks, Jackie's bye. Already out the door.
High five. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess go back the way we
Is
came.
Is guest Sesh gonna give us a ride back?
As you walk back out, the thing crumbles back down into a little travel visitor's guide, and the Ifatik Sor, god of sightseeing, puts it in his pocket, and there's flashes of cameras all around him, and he goes, "Very good! That was quicker than I anticipated."
Yeah, we're professionals. Don't worry about it. What's up?
No slap.
Yeah, so, I know. It's awesome, right?
Since they're working.
Look, you see, I'm official.
Hold it up. Like Wayne, but upside
down. Very nice.
It's upside down, obviously.
All right. Sister Fran Prattle will ask if you need anything else from them, or if you're ready to go to the Gates of Swell. They're in the warehouse.
Can I go to the Gates of Swole?
Do you have any healing you could do?
Oh, she cocks a gun. I don't heal.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
I think I will pass pretty hard on that one.
The diddler used to heal.
Oh, God.
Says
just don't
bear
even...
navel. But that's why we had to get rid of him.
Stop saying the name.
Well, thank you for the help.
And the tea.
And the cucumber. I did eat a cucumber at some point, I think. Let's go save Wayne. Bye. Bye. It's really nice meeting you. You're a really good nun.
Walk out.
Hey, who's my patron saint?
Wait, who's your patron saint?
Oh, shit. Sorry, my bad.
Like, Jocelyn just turns and looks at Adam, side-eyeing him.
Can I be a saint? I don't know, man. You got him in a rough corner.
All right, so Sesh, guest Sesh, is standing outside. He goes to smoke a cigarette, and he flicks his lighter, and a car, across the street blows up, and he goes, oh, wrong one, ha! Throws it aside, pulls out another lighter, and lights a cigarette successfully. I'm not used to all these gadgets.
You've got some truly righteous shit, man.
You have no idea. What?
You could just be causing so much damage to people. You should learn how to control your stuff.
It's okay, I've also got other licenses for that.
Did you get your
poetic licenses?
Yeah, what did you have to do in the tree to get those licenses? Because, damn.
I asked it a question.
How did that go? What did you do?
I just asked it a philosophical riddle. Gave me a license. Don't tell me you signed it.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
What's wrong with signing it?
Names have power. You've given your name to her. Don't worry. I'm sure the poetry's... It's a good thing.
It's cool. I got a friend who's really good with plants.
Look, we've got to get to the warehouse.
I was
There's
wondering
no time.
About green hair as well.
Let's go!
He goes
the warehouse,
for
you said?
Another watch on his other hand. Turns it. Laser shoots out and catches a strip club behind you guys on fire.
Thank God.
He says, whoops!
Thank God.
And he turns it the other way, and the next thing you know, you are in like a field. Steven is waving goodbye to you guys again. And there is a house on top of this like wheat field. And he goes, sure it is. The warehouse. The gate is inside. But we need a full moon.
Did you say full moon or full mood?
Yes.
With a D or an
moon.
N? Okay, cool.
Moon.
N. Cool.
We should in.
I drop. I drop
everybody
my pants.
Turn
over. Yep, and just
moon
yeah,
okay.
It. Yep. 100%. 100%. Zero. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
No
and I
hesitation.
Are in on this.
Drop.
Okay.
Drop.
Well, I was absolutely going to hope Kia like summoned a moon the way she summoned a sun,
fuck,
but.
No.
That's what I
will
thinking too.
Fucking allow this.
You know what's funny
is
I was just about to tell everybody to close their eyes and I was going to do that. So.
We can do it together.
Nope. She sees you do it in her mind. She's like,
all right. As you moon it, the house starts shaking and fur starts sprouting from it. And its window eyes open, and they look like two big wolf eyes.
Oh, God.
And the door is like a tooth. Yeah, it's a warehouse.
Got it.
Okay, yeah. No, I just got it, and I hate you.
It doesn't sound like you hate it.
It's one of those laughs. It's like, I can't help it.
I hate happiness. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
And Gesesh says, well, this is where we part ways. If this doesn't go well, I'll never see you again.
Do you have any silver bullets? Because this shit's fucked.
No, the warehouse, she's gentle, the beast. The gates to swell her inside. You can only gain access with great sarcasm.
Sweet.
Well, great. I think we can handle that.
I think we have some very capable members in that department.
As he finishes telling you that, two little handles like pop out and he goes to grab them, and as he squeezes, like two rockets shoot off and you see a barn in the distance blow up and a tree catch on fire.
Damn,
and
he goes, dude.
Wrong button. And he pushes another one and then like a little helicopter thing and he kind of flies off.
That guy.
You should label those buttons, guy.
So bad at his job. He is so bad at his job. Good God.
All right, let's go
be sarcastic, I guess. Yeah. Hey, Jackie, you want to lead the way or what?
Shit.
I guess. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, all right. So go up to the door.
It's a big mouth and it's going rah. But it's quite okay. Open. You can see inside, and it looks like house, and just a very furry house inside.
A very furry house.
So it doesn't look like I'm going to go down, like, the throat?
Nope.
Okay.
Literally, just furry house inside.
Sweet. Let's go in.
Like, the furniture's furry, or there's a bunch of people dressed as furry?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, too.
No, the walls and stuff are. In fact, it looks like all the furniture is still just normal. I mean, there's a table on the inside with a bowl of fruit. There's paintings on the wall that look normal.
It's just a hairy house.
Let's get up in this bitch. Cool. Let's get up in it.
Then yeah, gonna go like I'm gonna walk inside.
I will follow suit.
Indeed. I think all of us do.
Yeah.
You just have to do that sound.
Walk in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, nothing happens. It's totally safe.
Hooray!
Warehouse door.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's only the bite that really gets you.
Kim's dying. Well, I don't, like, it makes me nervous that my DM is having so much fun. I was like, he's gonna kill us.
I don't think I'm allowed to.
We already said what happens in the future, so.
Look, man, there are a lot of possible futures.
All right, so inside the house, it's a long hallway. There's some stairs up, and very obviously, an open space to your right, there is literally just a hell gate. A swell gate. There with like a big red kind of membrane, and it's very warm, and there's little fires on the fur that keep lighting and going out.
You think if I look hard enough, I can find the swell gate? Or is this pretty much it?
There's no swole gate,
damn
Adam.
Alright, fine. Let's get in this goddamn hole.
He said there's gotta be sarcasm, is what he said, right?
It's like, I thought this was a swell
so
gate.
I'm so excited
gate.
To
some
get
bullshit.
In this hole.
And then I'll get into it.
Try to walk into that
yeah.
gate?
Yeah.
Who? Wait, I heard sarcasm from at least one person.
I was definitely being
Adam
sarcastic,
can go first,
for
yeah.
sure.
Okay, you have no problem walking through the gate.
Oh, sweet. Oh, sweet. Sorry, I had to be sarcastic.
I fucking love it when Wayne goes on his fucking adventures.
No problem walking through the gate.
Oh no, this is not going to go well for me.
And in the gate you go.
I touch out, like I'm going to try to go through the gate.
Was that sarcastic? No, I don't think so. The gate doesn't think so either. Hey, burn your hand. Yeah. It doesn't actually do damage, but it feels like you touched something very hot for a moment.
I look over at Crystal.
What's... Like, now I'm all shy.
Can they hear me?
No, I will get to you two when they are through.
Oh, cool.
Rhyming and sarcasm are not my strong suits. At all.
Mr. Biscuit says, get on. Get up on this.
Oh, shit. I'm out.
Whoa. Yeah, you do.
No hesitation.
Man, this is the best thing but I've ever done in my life.
But it's like one of those like
life.
Sloppy things where I'm like,
oh god, this is the best rider I've ever had, and he just walks through.
All right, Mr. Biscuits goes through just fine, and you fall off Mr. Biscuits and onto your ass on the ground.
I knew that was going to happen. That was going to work. Come on.
Hey, I got biscuits
Justin's
through,
not
though.
Make it that
I
easy.
Got biscuits through.
I got insulted, and my pride is wounded.
It was sarcasm. No, it's
dust
fine.
Off my butt.
They're just what I said before. I was like, I thought these were the gates to swell. These gates don't look swell to me. That's
all right.
Not it.
Yeah, I'll allow it. It sounded very sarcastic
Yay!
The first time you said it, so.
Okay, thank you.
It's all about that tone. Yeah. And now we have your version of Jackie's door. Good job.
I'm like, I'm so looking forward to this.
Boom!
Walk through
just
the door.
Fine. Sarcasm isn't that hard.
Man, we didn't even have to get off mic for 15 minutes to figure that one out.
Wow, you can walk through the next door. All right. As you guys enter, the smell of sulfur that you smelled approaching the gas station is very strong in here. You appear to be in a bog, and around you are many logs, and on every single log sits a frog. And, yeah.
Are there bumps on
fire.
Lumps and all that shit?
Yeah, every time you see a lump, it definitely has a bump. And there in the distance, you see a dome.
So that's the home. So let's go there.
You're catching on.
Hey! I'm going to go over here.
Just
going to
start yelling, wait! Where
I'm
are you?
I'm about to grab a frog on the way. Just in case. Who knows? I don't know.
Uh-oh, you accidentally grabbed a toad, and it leaves in your hand a little load.
Okay, well, I keep the toad, and then we keep going.
This is the nastiest fucking place. Okay, fine. Over to the dome.
All right,
what's in the dome?
You guys walk along through the bog. There seems to be a nice little path that kind
Do
of
Do we
goes
jog
through
the bog?
You jog through the bog. Sorry, thank you.
Nice. Does he heal additional?
Do I get some for this?
Yes, get 10 hit points for that
Sweet.
One.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
And you see, again, kind of almost like a reflection of the warehouse, but there is a house, a home in this dome.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all alone.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go knock on the door of this alone home.
Can we get in the dome?
Yes. Excuse me. Welcome to my domain. I trust you will find lots of pain.
Hey, you know that thing that you did at the start with the demon voice? Is that the real one or is this the real one? I really gotta know which one's the real one here. It's just the thing I got.
Nothing comes up.
Cool. Great.
The door slowly opens.
Slowly opens. Is it open all the way?
It is really dark, and as the darkness is there, a lark flies out past you.
And a lark is a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The lark flew from the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got that part, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I see anything with my infrared?
No, it seems like literally just a wall of blackness.
I would like to enter this with a lot of snark.
I guess he'll five more hit points.
Sure, whatever.
I have found my home.
All right, he literally just disappears through the door.
Okay. So this was like a person, and then now we have an open door into a dark space that a lark flew out of, and that I entered with some snark. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll say alley-oop, and I will take a step forward.
You bounce it off of it.
You gotta be snarky about it, bud. Super snarky. Probably not
Wait,
even actually
in?
Accurate,
snark?
But that's...
I'm gonna...
I don't know.
I'm gonna bark at the dark, and I go...
She barked at the dark!
Alright, as you bark at the dark, you are allowed passage.
Hell,
and then I'm just like
yeah.
blushing on the other side.
Adam fully is like waiting for a high five. The second you walk in, he's like, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
No.
He high fives himself.
I don't think so.
I'm going to take my sword and I'm going to stab the dark and I'm going to mark the dark.
All right. As you mark the dark, you are allowed through.
That's nice. That's nice. I mean, you could have done a Sharpie, but that's also a sword works.
Way more clever than what I did.
It's like, oh, I wish Jocelyn was still here so she could draw me a shark.
You are allowed passage.
What do we see in this house of horrors?
Well, Mr. Biscuits coming in?
Sorry, excuse me. I have to be two characters.
Aaron, you're playing two characters.
Excuse me. Mr. Biscuits, trade this.
Sharts.
No. Well, shart doesn't actually rhyme.
Oh, it doesn't.
No. But I'm trying to think of how to make stark into I don't even really know what the meaning of stark is at this point, so hold on. Oh, yeah. So he pretends to get scared by something and then runs in as if by a lark.
Does that work?
I don't know, does it? As the English majors, there are two.
I guess the door is like, Rima? And Rima's like, well, that's new. Let him through.
I was like, you reach into his saddlebags and he has a pendant from the Starks from Game of Thrones.
All right, you guys are all in, and you seem to be in a big cavernous space. And there is a pile of bones on top of which is a throne.
It's Wayne.
And there sits is a very handsome looking devil. Yeah.
A satin
devil.
And he's
bright red and got horns in the works. And he's got big like hip hop, like a headset on. And he seems to just be like nodding along as if he's listening to something. And off behind him, up high, is Wayne in chains, just being suspended. And he looks unconscious.
Hey, Jocelyn. Isn't this, like, your thing now? Aren't you, like, a goddess or something? Or can you, like, beat this guy up or something? Like, with words or whatever, I think.
How far away is Wayne?
Like, 60 feet in the air. And then maybe about as far away as a dude is. So maybe another 100 feet or so. So 160-ish.
So, if my Pythagoras is right...
No, I'm not doing that. Absolutely not doing that.
If you can find the hypotenuse, I'm sure...
Yep, it would be really great.
No, I'm joking. I would never make you guys do math. The puns are enough.
I will step towards the dude listening to music.
Oh, hello. What do you know?
Hey, dude. Not to be rude.
I like your attitude.
Justin's jiving is really making this... I know the audience can't see this, but it's great.
Hey, that Wayne, is he in pain?
You could... Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. We win!
This rhyming shit's hard.
I win!
And we get him, and we leave, and we never talk about this show ever again.
He's just my new slave here in my fancy cave.
Can I see what his headphones are plugged into?
Sure. They're plugged into, there's a little beatbox at
Please
the bottom
tell me
of
it's
the
a,
pile of bones.
It's a Zoom, right?
It's a Walkman, a disc Walkman.
He's our friend. Do you comprehend?
I understand your fear, and I get why you're here.
While we're here... I take that
I thought
back.
We didn't have to rhyme since we have poetic licenses.
Y'all don't. I don't know why you're rhyming. But he likes it.
Now that we've established some grounds, we can make some rounds.
Oh, God.
Of introductions, that is.
Yeah, we really want our friend back, or else I'm going to drop a refrigerator on your head. Also, there's, you know that.
But I would like to do this in a more polite and beneficial way.
Where are you going to get a refrigerator?
I have a...
It's part of his powers.
It's one of his ultra powers.
Oh, that's right. Remember. I forgot. My
spirit
bad.
Animal okay. is a
I mean, to be fair, we only saw that twice. So.
Fair.
And there was a lot going on.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, what will we have to do to get our friend back?
I mean,
he just kind of shrugs. He's like, well,
slaves are not good unconscious.
Well, Adam's going to just jump to the cage and try and open it.
Okay. He's literally suspended in chains.
Oh, sorry, it's not a cage, right? Okay, so he jumps to one of the chains and tries to, like, open the cuff.
Okay, as he does that, I guess give me a body roll.
Oh, Adam's great at these. He will succeed by 8.
Okay. The chain does not break.
That's disappointing.
Almost feels like magic.
Is Wayne awake?
Mm-mm. No, he is very unconscious. Okay. Rima looks up at you and says, ah, that's a nice trick, but please don't be a dick.
Can I force a chink into the link of this chain?
Do you ask him that?
Well, I try to do that while, like, I like narrate that I'm doing that with a sword.
You hear the chain giggle, like, I don't know, and it grows stronger.
No! Oh,
my bad. I did a bad. I goofed.
What made you decide that you wanted to keep our friend?
Fuck, I can't fucking come up with a rhyme. I need to say what I need to say. He launches it. Oh, DM powers activate. He launches into this long fucking, like, ode and just starts rhyming left and right about the ancient battle between him and Satin and the riddles and the puns and how his, the rhymes and the puns are more power. And he's just, like, clearly, like, standing up, and he's starting to just, like, demon monologue from the top of his throne. And you get the fact that, like, literally he has to rhyme. And if he can ever get tricked into a not rhyme, he would probably die, which is funny because I can't fucking rhyme that well.
I was
going
to say, we did that thing, so he's dead.
We did it!
I'm using my DM powers.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look behind the curtain.
I mean, those are pretty good.
But he's just up there and just going on and on and on and on. It's kind of getting ridiculous. Yeah.
We want him back.
Yes, one Wayne, you do lack.
Can I pull an orange out of a pocket and then hand it to him? Just say, rhyme this, bitch.
Do you touch the orange to him?
Yes.
Give me a contested body check.
Oh, I love those. It's the only thing he does good. Wow, he only won by one. God damn it.
It's because you should have kept your damn mouth shut.
The demon wins by 4, and you see his, like, literally the moment you pull the orange out, he gets, like, his eyes go up, and there's very clearly an expression of fear on him, and as you run up and try to, like, touch him with the orange, he literally, like, jumps out of the way, and it unplugs his headphones, and there's, like, a hip-hop beat now going all throughout the cavern.
Jocelyn, draw orange rain! Orange rain! Operation Orange Drop is a go!
I cast an illusion on him.
Oh, cool.
That the ground turns into an orange sliced in half. Like, okay. So standing on the orange.
Do I roll a contested soul check?
Yeah, that's how that would go, yeah.
1 by 5. Wait, that's
you,
6.
I want another finger away, you filthy animal.
So, adding my illusion, that makes my soul a 15, and I rolled a 5, so I succeeded by 10.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
He leaps up onto the back of his throne, and he goes, oh no, that's not how this is supposed to go! It's Citrus, my oldest foe!
Can I try again to just punch this dude with an orange?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is it still body check?
Yes.
Okay.
Or your unarmed attack would work as well.
Well, I'll be honest, I got you an 18, which ain't exactly stellar. That is not a success at all, actually. That's a -1.
So. He says, oh, what the fuck? I better duck! And ducks underneath it. He says, please, make it go away and I'll let you have anything you say.
Wayne!
We want Wayne! Sorry, I had to do my voice. I forgot for a second. Wayne or the orange? One or the other?
This is the truth.
I brandish the orange.
So glad I had this in my pocket.
He'll put a hand up and the chains will unleash from Wayne, and Wayne will literally just go whoop, pop, fall to the ground.
I will immediately go run over to Wayne and heal him up.
Yeah, you do it. He's kind of groggily wakes up.
This isn't the gas station.
Nah, buddy.
Nah, this is the orange store.
Go, be gone from my domain. I want you.
And he starts like catching on fire and slapping himself because he couldn't fucking rhyme.
I will like push everybody back, but I'm like keeping my eyes on him so I can make sure I concentrate hard enough that stupid orange stays until we're out the door.
Yeah, Adam, right before he walks out the door, we'll throw the orange back at him.
All right, give me a roll.
Still body, I'm assuming. Okay. Wow, bud, you've got to get better. He won by 7.
Oh, well, you barely beat me. The orange literally hits him in the face, and you see him just, like, fucking implode for a second. Yeah. And then everything around you just starts shaking.
No, I've made a bad decision, and I'm okay with it.
We need to run. I think we need to run.
Okay, who wants to hop on? I will be the chariot. It's fine.
So, yeah.
All right. You guys are a lot of speedy heroes. You've got Biscuits. Wayne can run fast, and he's awake. I'm assuming you guys all can run back to the warehouse.
Oh, yes.
No problem.
I like the sound of that.
I would hope so.
Yeah. And you pop out, and you are in front of the warehouse, and as you all kind of come out, it slowly turns back into a normal house. And it's just a normal house on the hill. And you have successfully rescued Wayne.
Do we still see that beam of energy off in the distance?
No, and the sky is no longer red.
Hey, cool.
That last bit was kind of
I'll like turn and look at Wayne and be like, what the hell did you do?
I wanted a pack of cigarettes. And I thought it'd be funny if I said instead of a pack of smokes, a sack of pokes. And just everything turned red, and here I am.
That is the worst pun you've ever said, and there have been some real bad ones.
I'm actually really disappointed in all of this, and I walk away.
Like, now that Prime is back together, you're going to have to be careful where you say that kind of stuff. Apparently, that can get you into some trouble.
Yeah, I think it's about vacation time. This is all some bullshit.
You want to go on a vacation?
No! No!
I
absolutely
do.
Not!
Please.
Keep Mass Peculiar in his pants.
That is the end of the pain train. Thank you guys for
that was good.
Entertaining me.
No, that was great. I like that.
That was cute. That was,
very enjoyable. And also hateful.
Bye!
I did edit one thing out of the Illuminati. They were going to be meeting underneath a giant banner with a big tree on it.
Hmm.
It was a spruce banner.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Awesome.
And there was so much of it was going to be an incredible bulk. Yeah, I really could have spent a lot more time with the Illuminati.
Yeah,
I like it.
You could have. Yeah, not saying you should have.
Like, literally the last week of my life writing this session has probably been the happiest week of my life.
Well, there you go.
Does Nicole know that?
She's the one who's had to put up with all these, and like, she's had to deal with this a lot longer than you guys will have to today.
Yeah, she lives with that, so.
We've just defeated a god, or a demigod, I guess.
Yeah, we are prepped.
Minor demon of inconvenience.
Yeah, minor demon of inconvenience. I like that. A I'm gonna write that down.
I did want to have a guest appearance from Busta Rhymes, but he was unavailable.
That was my plan. Like, that's why I asked where the like thing was plugged in. I was just gonna play that song by Busta Rhymes, and maybe his head would explode. But I guess he would like that.
Yeah. He would.
It'd just make him stronger.